From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's our old pal, Lancaster-based musician Mark DeRose, and our new pal, Adam Nugent from BOP, a York, Pennsylvania organization that renovates York City playgrounds and sponsors a whole host of events that encourage people to get outside and have some fun. Mark DeRose is partnering with BOP this year for Mark's Rootin' Annie, a green-focused annual concert that will feature the music of Mark DeRose in The Way Home and Stephen Courtney.
We wanted to make an effort of the way we've been calling it, trying to have an event where it's an adult event, but it's cool to bring your kids to it. We make parallels to like baseball games and
sure, and
other such things. And Adam says, it was explained to me that with BOP, they do a lot of events where it is like that. It's like the kids don't even realize that, hey, this is an adult event, but I'm having a good time too.
Coming up, Mark DeRose and Adam Nugent with a preview of next week's Rootin' Annie. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. This Friday, August 17th, we welcome two Lancaster songwriters, Mike McMonagle and Jordan Rass, to the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market for Lancaster's Music Friday. This will be our final show at Lemon Street Market for the summer, so don't miss it. Jordan's July Music Friday set was rained out, so he returns this month for a set along with Tuck Ryan. And of course, you can enjoy a set of music from Lancaster mover and shaker Mike McMonagle. You can also hear a full interview with Mike on episode 28 of this program. Visit that at woodstovehouse.com. It's the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market for Lancaster's August Music Friday, August 17th at 6 p.m. This show is free and open to the public. Bring your lawn chairs, bring a picnic, or swing into the market and the Herd of Turtles Cafe for your refreshments. Lemon Street Market is at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. And to get you ready for the show, here's a track called Stay Here from Mike McMonagle on Around the Wood Stove.
Turn off every light in the house, one by one. Let the moon shine through the midnight sun. I ain't saying you have to go home. I just know you can't stay here. I got dreams to make, got no time for mistakes. Pass the bottle this way, I could use your love tonight. Dance around the fire like it never felt so right. Won't you sympathize with my angle? Babe, I wish you could stay here. I got risks to take, got no time for debate.
That's Stay Here from Mike McMonagle on Around the Wood Stove. Don't miss Mike along with Lancaster songwriter Jordan Rast at the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market, Friday, August 17th at 6 p.m. That's at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. The Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation here in Lancaster is celebrating 50 years of free summer concerts held each year at the amphitheater. From Grammy Award winners to up-and-coming bands on the verge of making it big, the series brings extremely high-quality performers to Lancaster every Sunday night all summer long. And the cost to concertgoers? Nothing. All shows are free and open to the public. To help fund them into the future, the foundation is in the middle of a fundraising campaign called Put a Candle on the Cake for their 50th birthday. Learn how you can help the foundation reach their 50 candles goal at their website, longspark.org. And you can check out episode number 69 of this program to hear a full interview with Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation talking about the history of the foundation and how the music is selected each year. Coming up this week, it's folk rock singer-songwriter Joshua James. Check him out Sunday evening, August 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Longs Park Amphitheater in Lancaster. Here's a song from today's guest, Mark DeRose. It's Shine on Around the Wood Stove. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining us today on the program is our good buddy and mighty fine musician, Mark DeRose, from right here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Adam Nugent, a volunteer from the York, Pennsylvania organization called BOP, or Bring On Play. Mark is a York, PA native, and each year he and his band host a concert over in York called the Rootinanny. This year, all of the proceeds benefit the fine folks at BOP to help them renovate playgrounds in York City and host a number of other events that encourage people to get outside and have some fun. The Rootinanny is coming up this weekend, Sunday, August 19th from noon to 4 at the Heritage Hills Golf Course in York. I caught up with Mark and Adam to find out more about the show and the inspiring work of BOP. Joining me at the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Mark DeRose and Adam Nugent. Mark, a good buddy of ours, been on the program before, musician from here in Lancaster, does this thing called the Rootinanny. This is the third year that the Rootinanny has been happening. I'm going to let Mark explain it. And Adam is from an organization called BOP, who's the beneficiary of this fine event this year. So we're going to get into what BOP does here in a minute. But let's start with you, Mark. Welcome back, first of all, to the program.
Thank you.
And let's start with you and tell me what is a Rootinanny?
Rootinanny, it's meant to be root part of Rootinanny. Is it's always been a green initiative, meaning an eco. Green initiative.
Yeah.
So root, the tree side of things, or the green side of things. Hootenanny is a gathering of musicians. I think by definition, gathering musicians just for the sake of playing music. When we initially started the Rootinanny, it was simply that. We were just getting together our friends that it was the one show a year where we would get all a bunch of guest musicians to play with us. It's evolved a little bit more from that. Initially, it was kind of a selfish musical thing of, hey, we're going to make this our biggest show of the year, yada, yada, yada.
So the first Rootinanny was just a show.
It was a show. It did have the component of pushing what the Peaceful Warriors does, our little service group that we've developed around the music, around Mark DeRose's music. But it was basically just a show. I mean, we were, again, we're pushing what we do in service and things, but it wasn't as much about a benefit back then. It was, hey, let's have one show a year where it's different from all the other shows in that we have guest musicians playing with us. And we did do green initiatives with it, but it wasn't so much a benefit-driven event. It was more focused on the music.
So this year Rootinanny benefits BOP.
Yes.
Talk about the shift then from last year to like what inspired mm-hmm. bringing a different organization in?
Since year one, Root Nanny has worked with a group of local businesses to York by the name of Weekology. It's Strathmire Forest, Gladfelter Paper, York Water Company, and York Parks, York City Parks, if I'm not mistaken. But at any rate, we've always worked with them. I've become good friends with all of them, in particular JT Hand from the water company. We were talking earlier this year, all the way back, I think, at the turn of the new year, just discussing, hey, how can we develop this further? Mm-hmm. And a need and a desire to team up with a group that has something that people can connect to a yeah. little more than just a broad spanning, hey, this is a green event. You know, let us try and do something where we make people a little bit more aware of how they could live a greener, friendlier, sustainable life. And thus, JT, through different connections and such, drew us to BOP. There's a lot of similar people working in different groups and so on and so forth. And JT knew a handful of people at BOP and connected us to them.
Are there going to be food vendors at the event?
Yes. The catering within Heritage Hills will actually be running the food. There's food and beverage, picnic, you know, barbecue style, hamburgers, hot dogs and such. We also have, for the second year running, the great loyal sponsorship of Trogs Brewery. They donated a handful of beverages to the cause. They're going to be, we're featuring both the Sunshine Pilsner and also the Perpetual IPA, which the microcraft beer lovers seem to be responding well to. So we'll have both of those while supplies last at Root Nanny. And so food and beverage. And obviously that's outside the ticket cost of the $10 because we're trying to get folks the proceeds towards the cause and the benefit.
Right. So, Mark, I understand you're also working with some other groups, some other organizations to make Root Nanny happen. Who else is involved?
So there's Weekology. They're one of our major sponsors. Trogs, as I mentioned, is a sponsor. Also Tri-State Indy. And then on the more hands-on grassroots side of things, we have Adam from BOP. He's been a hugely instrumental part of going out. And for example, we do these things called chalk taggings. We go out and tag downtown York with chalk and a cool sidewalk paint that we use. And we have these giant templates of the logo.
That's cool.
And we just go out and write Root Nanny, you know, the date and everything, and quote unquote chalk the town. And then also we have a group of volunteers that are helping us from SecureCorps, which is if I'm understanding it correctly, is a similar to AmeriCorps. It's a segment of United Way. Just really, really nice kids that have taken time out of their summer to volunteer, and they found BOP and then transversely found Root Nanny through BOP. And they've been helping us. And then the Peaceful Warriors, which is our group of, it's just a small service group that we have around Mark Darrow's music.
Okay.
They've been helping out here and there and helped to raise some dollars to make the event happen and such.
Here's Carolina Smile from Mark DeRose and The Way Home on Around the Wood Stove.
Carolina shines a smile. She feels she must conceal. She's found a light in her life. She feels she can reach.
Today my guests are Mark DeRose and Adam Nugent. Adam is a volunteer at BOP, a division of the City of York, Pennsylvania. The organization renovates one York City playground each year to provide safe and friendly environments for kids and families to get outside and play. BOP is the beneficiary of this year's Root Nanny concert.
So this event is happening Sunday, August 19th at noon. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a concert.
It is a concert, yep.
That will benefit BOP.
Yes.
Yep. It put it in very simple terms.
That's, yes, the easiest, simplest terms. And I know our thinking with Root Nanny in regard to it being a green event is the thought, you know, that'd be a great thing for us to encourage kids to just get outside and play. That's a big part of what BOP does.
Yeah.
Is just telling kids, hey, put down the video remote, you know, the game controller, go outside and get your behind moving, running around and stuff.
You know? That sounds great. So, Adam, welcome to Around the Wood Stove. And you, tell me what your role is with BOP.
I'm a volunteer. Our organization is a an organization within the City of York, but we're driven by volunteers. Basically, BOP is an acronym for Bring On Play.
Okay.
We're the playful side of York, and we build a playground a year. We started in 2008. There was a playground actually very close to where I had lived that wasn't used as well as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
A few of the folks who were in the area saw that and got this organization together and built this playground up to something that's phenomenal now, that tons of kids come down and play every day during the summer. And we, my wife and I, we have a 4 and a 5 year old little boy, and we took notice to that and got involved in the organization to help out with that effort. Since that time, we've built, actually renovated three parks, and our fourth will be Penn Park, which is this year, which is our largest project by far. Since we started, and we're just excited to get that going, and that should be really a gathering point in York. It's a very central spot in York where families should be able to just get together and use it for the kids.
That's great. So you've been involved then for a few years, but what's the history of the organization? How far back does it go?
I've been involved for a couple of years.
Okay.
This is, I guess, going on my second year. Now, the organization goes back to 2008 when our first park, Lincoln Park, was being renovated.
That's such a neat idea.
It's very cool.
Who was responsible for getting it kicked off?
I don't know everyone who was involved, but I know that Corey Strathmeyer, our current chair, and Adrian Brenner, previous chair of the organization, I think they got their heads together initially and decided that this is something that that they thought was worth their time and effort, and really got busy with it.
Are they tax-deductible donations?
All donations are tax-deductible, and everything that is donated goes to Bring On Play. We don't, it's not one of those things where, your money goes into this York City pot and it could go anywhere. It goes directly to Bring On Play.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Here's Stephen Courtney, one of the featured acts at this year's Root Nanny, with Strange Old Cat on Around the Wood Stove.
I'm gonna tell you about a strange old cat. I'm gonna tell you about a strange old cat. It would not eat a fish, can you imagine that? Now catnip, that's a different thing. Catnip, that's a different thing. Could make that strange old cat sing. Cool.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with performing artists who are from Central Pennsylvania or passing through and performing in the area, and those who, of course, make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. You can find the tip jar in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with Adam Nugent and Mark DeRose, talking about this year's annual Root and Annie concert coming up next Sunday, August 19th at 12 noon.
Mark, tell me about the lineup this year, about the music.
Sure.
So if I'm coming in New York, I want to go to the Root and Annie, what am I going to see?
Well, the standard fare of our band, Mark DeRose and The Way Home. And then we wanted to make an effort, and this again was where the circle kind of came back and was connected all together. We wanted to make an effort of the way we've been calling it, trying to have an event where it's an adult event, but it's cool to bring your kids to it. We make parallels to like baseball games and
sure.
and other such things. Adam and I have talked at length. We're at the age where it's kind of like, man, you still want to go do stuff, but it's not always easy. And Adam says, it was explained to me that with BOP, they do a lot of events where it is like that. It's like the kids don't even realize that, hey, this is an adult event, but I'm having a good time too. So the goal in seeing a demographic that follows our music and is adamant about supporting what we do was to do something like that this year. So with that effort, Stephen Courtney and the Suitcase Musicians are playing as well. Stephen, in my opinion, does a great job of, especially when the venue calls for it, balancing the kid side of what he does with the adult side of things. I think he's incredibly talented at that. So he'll be a part of it. And then we have a caricature artist coming. We have a balloon artist. I'm in love with the balloon artist. He actually makes these giant heads, animal heads that
nice.
You wear over your face, and like if it's an alligator head, your head sticks through the mouth of the alligator and stuff. And he'll be there for 2 hours twisting balloons, and then as well Mel Conrad, he'll be there doing caricature drawings. So at any rate, that's kind of a rundown of things. We're trying again to keep it fun. I know Bob's bringing their imagination playground.
Yeah.
It's this giant, like these toys. It's like a I kind of look at it like a giant erector set or Lincoln Logs and stuff. And again, seeing pictures of adults playing with this thing. And, you know, the goal in the long run, hopefully in years to come with Root and Annie, is to make something that is family friendly, but not too slanted towards
kids.
Yeah. It's like, look, there's a lot of stuff families can do together and everybody can have a good time. And, you know, we talk a lot about Life is Good does an event, and it used to originally, I think, be called the Backyard Picnic. I'm not sure the exact name now, but you go to it. I mean, the headliners like Dave Matthews and mm-hmm. Grace Potter did it last year, and it's just a cool event because you look at the photos and it's families out having a good time together,
right?
You know, and everybody's enjoying a day full of music and fun. And I think they even have a little wiffle ball tournament involved with it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat event. And granted, if we could even have something that's a thousandth of that, we'd definitely be something we'd like to grow towards.
Here's another track from Stephen Courtney, performing at this year's Root and Annie along with Mark DeRose in The Way Home. It's My Potatoes on Around the Wood Stove.
Tell me, have you seen my potatoes? Tell me, have you seen my potatoes? I had them in the kitchen with my red tomatoes. Potatoes. Tell me, have you seen my potatoes? I had them in the kitchen with my red tomatoes.
That's My Potatoes from Stephen Courtney on Around the Wood Stove. Now back to my conversation with Mark DeRose and Adam Nugent.
Mark had mentioned other events BOP does. So outside of renovating these playgrounds in the city, tell me about some of the events that BOP sponsors.
Okay, so after, well, we actually just came off of an event yesterday, which was the day of play, and we had two parks open with all kinds of fun activities for the kids. Plus, we put on a four-square competition downtown in the square in Continental Square in the city, and you know, on the kids' end, it got a little ugly because it started raining. We're, you know, in the middle of the events, but it was really cool because we had a ton of kids at these parks, and then when, you know, when it starts raining, the kids they get all giddy, you know. So you know, they all went and huddled underneath a stage that was in one of the parks, Lincoln Park, the first park we renovated, and you know, did all kinds of Simon Says and different games mm-hmm. that you can play with a giant group of kids in a very small area, and then we had the four square, which happened downtown. And we had, you know, folks coming in for their lunch break in, you know, all out, lawyers in business gear and things, you know, getting together on the corner and, you know, throwing a ball around with a bunch of other adults. And I think some kids were even out there. And it's, that's what we had, just yesterday.
Wow.
Now what we have coming up is an event called Bobstacle Race, and that is on September 8th. That is an amazing race through Sovereign Bank Stadium in downtown York. Contestants or the teams, which are teams of four adults, follow clues and you know, there are detours and roadblocks and all kinds of obstacles throughout this race. It lasts about an hour per team. You're on the course for an hour. When we finish up with that, we're going to head over to Maywinds and have kind of like a little after party and get together. And actually, we're going to have a guest bartender down there and see what else we can raise for Bob.
And when's that going to happen?
This is September 8th. It starts at 10 a.m. And there will be teams going off until probably around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Probably around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we're gonna, you know, as teams finish up, they're gonna kind of
transition.
Yeah, they're gonna transition. Yeah. So then we're gonna head over to Maywinds, have a good time over there, and see what else we can do for Bring On Play.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, that'll be a great time. That's an adult focused event. We also have one coming up begins in October. And that's Plaza Palooza. It's also at Sovereign Bank Stadium, and we just have the entire plaza there in front of the stadium filled up with kids' activities, inflatables, you know, fun events, and you know, storytellers, face painters, balloon artists, bubble machines, music, you know, everything you can. And by the way, bubble machines drive kids off the wall. I mean, you can set up a bubble machine anywhere and you'll have about 1,000 kids around it. You got to come and check it out.
That's really, yeah, that's true. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a natural phenomenon. It's unreal.
Where can people go to learn, you know, see all this? What's the website?
The website, you can go to yorkcity.org/BOP.
Okay, that's easy enough.
And then we also have sites for some of the individual the
events themselves.
Yeah. So you can go to bopstacle.com, BOPSTACLE.com. We also have a website for Root Nanny, rootnannyyork.com. And you can we just set up so we can buy tickets. Sell the tickets right online. So you can go online and purchase your kids' tickets for
5, and adults are 10.
You got it.
And where's the Root Nanny going to be this year?
It's in the Terrace at Heritage Hills, which is right off 83 in York, exit 18.
Is that where it's been?
Actually, the first 2 years, I got to think about this. It's only 2 years ago. I'm getting confused. Actually, last year it was there. The year before it was at the Pulo Center in York. We had something very similar to it the year prior. I think that's why I was getting confused. In at the Strand, it was not called the Root Nanny, but it was basically the same ethos of things. But yeah, hope is the We want to get outside more. The terrace is an awesome venue because you can, it's a giant pavilion, octagonally shaped building, and it has these giant windows on it that you can slide open when the weather permits. And I know I'm excited. It was in April last year. We thought we got to get it in the summertime.
Yeah.
That's where a green event belongs. And we're slowly getting outside more and more. So this year will be the best of both worlds because we can, weather permitting, slide those doors open.
And that's Sunday, August 19th, 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
Buy your tickets online at rootnannyyork.com. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come down and talk about this great event. And, you know, really looking forward to seeing it. If you're listening to this and can get out this week, Sunday, go to the website, check out the details. You can also check the show post at woodstovehouse.com for more details. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Adam.
You bet.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the 2012 Root Nanny at rootnannyyork.com, or you can link up to the Root Nanny, Mark DeRose Music, and Bop from the show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. We hope to see you at this year's Root Nanny on Sunday, August 19th, 12 noon at Heritage Hills in York. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.